So I want to go back and place this Ishtani for a little bit, for a few minutes, and I want to speak it out again, because I gave Shira, I think Sunday was overly complicated, and I've seen about a lot afterwards. I think complications made more complications. I think it's, I could say a Mahalach in places much simpler, and I think it's more. I want to say it that way, and then we'll go on to see the Baba Machteres. Also, I was thinking. I have the sense that it was not enough being shuttled from the Shakti of Chai about that when we're actually places. A few times I had that feeling. Several times, not this year. In past years, I've done an experiment that we did for a little while. We did that close Gemara during Shir. I mean, you should come to Shir, not open the Gemara. That way, you'll know that you have to come to Shir knowing the Gemara, the Shakti of Chai. If you look up a Balamor, you can open up the Gemara, but the Gemara actually tells us it should be closed. I want to try that again for a while, just to drive home the point that you have to know the Shakti of Chai, the Gemara actually tells us about that. Today, I don't know if I'm going to require it today, because I don't feel it. But you have to know the Shakti of Chai, the Gemara actually tells us about that. And I said many times, if I don't say it enough, it's not a Hakdama to the Iyun. That's the Iyun itself. When you go through, when you learn the, you go through the Gemara Rashi, then you say it out about that. As you're saying it out about that, the Shakti of Chai, the Gemara Rashi, that's when you should be Ma'ayin in the Gemara Rashi. That's when you should be thinking about it. That's when you should be asking the kashrus, clearing the lumbus, whatever you're doing. Same thing with Tosis. You do a deal, you just do a Tosis. If it's a short Tosis, do the whole Tosis. Then say it out about that. If it's a longer Tosis, break it up into sections. But the Eilin is when you're saying it about that, not when you're reading it inside. And I'm telling you, Bodukum and Nusa, the Eilin will be better. Because it forces you to focus on the cheshmen of the Sugya, the cheshmen of the Tosis, how everything holds together. It's a little bit of work in the beginning, and it's a practice that you have to, it's a habit you have to develop. But in the long run, it pays very, very great dividends. So I want to try that also for a while. Today, I'm not saying, but the next few days, see how long we'll keep it up. But come to Shir, we're not going to open the Gemara during Shir unless we're doing a Ramban or a Balamar. If we're just doing Gemara Rashi, Taisus should be closed. And that way, you know that you have to have the Gemara Rashi Taisus, you have to have it very clear. Okay, so let's look at Taisus. So, Taisa has a suffix over here. The Gemara says, Kala b'chamur meshach shaita. I know the Gemara already thought about Machteres, going back to Shtani. It's about to be all new. But I think I sent a message on him. Then the Seder today to go back over to Taisa Shtani. It shouldn't be, ancient history. But anyway, I have to do it, so I'll try not to spend too much time on it, just to run through. So Taisa has a suffix. Tutsalim Taisa says, Havamin in a maskana. How do you understand the Gemara about Kala b'chamur meshach shaita? Does that mean that place that I have in Kala b'chamur meshach shaita means it's not called the Shtanik Tal at all? And when you go downhill, Kala b'chamur is the case you're going downhill to a Misa Kala. In the case you're going downhill to a Misa Kala, it's not called the Shtanik Tal. And if that's the case, so by Sorcha v'yachakach bogra, where you're also going downhill to a Misa Kala, so what does the Gemara mean that it's a Shtanik? The Gemara says that it's a Shtanik. You obviously don't get the original Misa according to the Tanu Veshela. Get the present Misa because it's Ishtani. So what's Ishtani? It's not Ishtani Tolo, you're going down to Misa Kala. It's not Ishtani Dino, it's not even Noyach to Yisrael, it's the same Dayonim, same Adam. So what's Ishtani? Taisa says it has to mean Ishtani Kufa. There is a concept of Ishtani Kufa. The Murang Suvis has a concept of Ishtani Kufa. That's the Havamin of Taisa. The Maschana of Taisa says that no, even when you go down to a Misa Kala, it's still called Ishtani Tolo. It's still called Ishtani Tolo. It's just the Gemara. When the Gemara says Kala b'chamur meshach shaita, it just means you don't have the p'tur. That's the Havamin of Taisus in the Maskan. So there's a few problems in Taisus. Last time I asked a lot of kashas in Taisus. Right now I'm just guessing a few simple kashas. First of all, the kasha that the Mashon and the Maram asked, which is that the Teich Adorim in the Havamin in the first Mahalach of Taisus, that when you go down to a Misa Kala, it's not called the Shtani Kala at all. So what's Ishtani? Taisus Shtani Gabra. And Taisa, what about the case of a Ben Noach who was misguided, the case of the Braisa? He says, what's Ishtani Dino? Taisa throws in that even a Reichen who argues by Ishtani Tolo, he's murdered by Ishtani Dino. Petra Mashon and Maran, who told Taisa? Maybe a Reichen doesn't know from Ishtani Dino either. Doesn't say in the Braisa what means. In the Braisa, Ben Noach Shabbalah Yisrael, Ben Noach Shaykh Yisrael. That Braisa is Chayef. doesn't say what he's chayiv. Maybe he's chayiv the misa meikar. What little bird told Tosfos that he gets the misa kala, and he has to say Rav Yechon all agrees to that, and Rav Yechon is moed by shdani din. That's the Maram and the Mashal's kasha. There's other kashas here. I don't want to spend too much time. There's a lot of kashas. But etzim, the whole Tosfos needs a havana. Also comes out in Tosfos, in the first mahalach of Tosfos, that ishtani tola is a p'tur. But ishtani garva and ishtani din is not a p'tur. It also needs to ask, why is that? So I think like this. Life in Poshut. In the etzim din of Rav Chanina, the original din of the sugya, that if the noyach shebiyachas Hashem, the ach kach nesgayer, hayu v'shtani din v'shtani k'tol and ispotet. That's a member of Rav Chanina. So conceptually, we can divide Rav Chanina's memory into. First of all, Rav Chanina is telling me that his din misa changes. He does not remain with the old din misa. The person's din misa changes. Irrespective of whether there's a p'tur or not, after forget the p'tur, his din misa changes, he has new din misa. Because of the shtani dinah from the Medayach to Yisrael, because it was a shtani k'tola, meaning if he would do it now, he would have a different misa. That changes the din misa be'etzim of the person. That's true even in cases where he's not p'tur. For example, Gemara Ksuvos talks about Tanan Veshela, Sochav Yachakach Boga. So that's a case where he's not potter. The Gemara over there, Sochav Yachakach Boga is not potter. She needs the Chenek, according to Tanu Veshela. She's not potter. We're not talking there about a p'tur. We're just talking about the fact that she gets a different misa than she was chayav originally. And yet the Gemara over there talks about Ishtanik Tola, and the Gemara over there talks about Ishtanik Gufa. These concepts are concepts that these things make that the din is Nishtana. Because before he was a Benoich, and now he's a Yisrael. So his din misa is able to change. Meaning Lapuki, for example. Rav Yochanan holds, he's Magi and Tanu Veshela, doesn't hold from Tanu Veshela. Rav Yochanan says, you get the original Misa. Who cares if if he would do it now, he would have a different. If she would be Mizana, now she would be Bechenek. When she was Mizana, it was Beskila, so she remains Beskila. Her Din Misha didn't change. And all these horrors of Ishtani are coming Lapuki from that. That because it's Ishtani Gufa, and because Rav Chanina's case, it's Ishtani Dino from Ibnach to Yisrael, and because it's Ishtani Ktolo, because if he would do it now, he'd have a different Chiyu Misa. So they're poil that his din misa changes. That's the first part of Rav Chanina. And that's both things. Rav Chanina says two reasons for that. Ishtani din and ishtani tola. Those are both reasons why his din misa should change. But then there's another aspect of Rav Chanina, a separate aspect of Rav Chanina, which is that once the din misa changes, so now it comes out that his din misa now is different than it was at the time of the Avera. Rav Chanina's mechadish, right? That results now from the first half. Well, the first inyan of Rav Chanina is that his din misa changes. So now that his din misa changes, it therefore follows that he has now a different din misa than he had b'shas ha'achet. By the Gemar din, by the chaloy sachir, he has a different din misa than he had in the shas mechayim. Rav Chanina's mechadish that's a p'tur. Therefore, he's p'tur. Because he has a din misa now, it's different than what he had originally, so he's potter. So where's the kasha in that? Because the Brisa says, "Benoyach shabal ishes Yisrael." The misa's changed. Shishtani k'tala. Shishtani dino. And he's not potter. Brisa is chayav. It doesn't say what, but it says that he's chayav. How come he's chayav? He should be potter. So the answer is, "Kal v'chamur meishach shaycha." So now, Yeshli Stapik, and this is the Suffolk of Tosfos, what does that mean? What does Kal v'chamur meishach shaycha mean? There's two possibilities. Could be, and this is the Maskana of Tosfos, the Kal v'chamur meishach shaycha just means it's still called the Shtani Tola. the din misa still changes as a result of it being the shtanik tola. Even when you go from misa chamur to misa kala, it's still called the shtanik tola, and your din misa changes. And now your din misa is the misa hakala, not the original misa chamur. That's still true. The shtanik tola is still here, and the shtanik din is for sure still here. The only thing that kala b'chamur does, that kala b'chamur b'esha shaycha does, is that it says that yes, your din misa changed to a misa kala. But having a misa kala when originally you had a misa chamur is not a ptur. So it affects the ptur of Rav Chanina. But it's still called the shtanik tola l'inyan that his din misa changed. That's the maskan of Taisus. And if that's the pshat, then later Rabbi Sorcha v'achakach v'bogro, with the Gemara says, "Halu v'shtani v'shtani." Maybe I should put things on the board. So this is going to place two in the first. So we're saying that by the case of the Braisa, which is Kala b'chamura, there is Ishtani Tola. And this is Ishtani Din also. There's no Ptur, because Kala b'chamura means you don't get the Ptur, because a lower misa now and a higher misa earlier, yes, you have different misas, but we could live with that because the machayiv was bigger than the misa that you're going to get now. So if your machayiv was bigger than the misa you're getting now, you're not bought. If that's the case, in the case of Sorcha v'Yachakach Bogra, where the Gemara says Ishtani, and the Gemara is not only Ishtani, but the Gemara says the Kavach Chaymer to Rav Chanina. What is the Ishtani? It's not Ishtani Dino, but it's Ishtani Tola. And what's the Kavach Chaymer to Rav Chanina? And here's the important point. What's the Kavach Chaymer now to Rav Chanina? Because the Gemara says it's a Kavach Chaymer. From Sorcha v'Yachakach Bogra, where it's only with Ishtani, Kolshkin v'Rav Chanina, where Ishtani Legamri, the Kavach Chaymer that over there you say Ishtani. What's the Kavach Chaymer? Why is Rav Chanina's case more Chaymer and the case of Sorcha is more Kal? What does Rav Chanina's case have in it that the case of Ishtani doesn't have in it? Ishtani Din. Because by Rav Chanina's case, you have Ishtani Dino plus Ishtani Tola. So that's the Kavach Chaymer. The Pshuta. No problem. Then it's very glad. The Kavach Chaymer is very posh. I think this is a hinge in the Taisus, this Nekuta. But what about in the Taisus' first Mahalach? Taisus' first Mahalach. Taisus' first Mahalach. Taisus says maybe Kala b'chamur meshech shaycha means that not merely do you not have the p'tur, because there's no tension between the chamura of original, the original chamura and the misa kala now. But maybe since the Misa Kala now is included in the Misa Chamur originally, it's not even called Ishtanik Tola. That's the Havin of Taisus. That Ishtanik Kala B'chamur Meshach Shaycha means since the Misa now is included in the original Misa, so not only is it no Ptur, but Taisus thought L'chatchila that maybe that means that it's not called Ishtanik Tola, because the Misa now is subsumed in the original Misa, so it's not even called Ishtanik Tola. Right, so in the Braisa, it's not. So in this Mahalach, this is the Hamrin of places. So we're saying that when you have Kala B'chamura, it's not Ishtani Tola. If that's the case, so by Socha, with the Gemara says Ishtani, what's the Ishtani by Socha? There it's also Kala B'chamur. It's going down to Misa Kala. So it's no Ishtani Tola. And it's not Ishtani Dino by Socha because it's not a Benoyach. So it's not Ishtani Tola. Kala B'chamur is not Ishtani Tola. It's not Ishtani Dino. She was always a Yisrael. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Ha'il Ishtani Ishtani? The only thing it must mean Ishtani Gufa is the Feresh. You'll have to say that it's Ishtani Gufa. Which is fine, Ishtani Gufa, we're not making it up out of whole cloth. The Gemara Suvas talks about Ishtani Gufa. So we have to say Ishtani over here means Ishtani Gufa. But if that's the case, And again, this is the main part of Tosis. If that's the case, what's the Kavah Chaimah to Rav Chanina? Rav Chanina is not a Shtani Gufa. Rav Chanina is talking about the Noyach Shaliach HaSisra B'Shaliach HaSisham in his Gaia. There's no Shtani Gufa. So what's the Kavah Chaimah? How can you make a Kavah Chaimah from the case of Sarka to the case of Rav Chanina? By Sarka, it's a Shtani Gufa. Rav Chanina, there's no Shtani Gufa. So where's the Kavah Chaimah? Where's the Kavah Chaimah? So what do you have to say? This text doesn't say explicitly. You have to say that it was poshut to the Gemara that Ishtani Dino is more chamer than Ishtani. That Ishtani Dino is more chamer than Ishtani Guf. Maybe the Kavah Chaimah is the Ishtani Ketolah is more common than Ishtani Gufa. Maybe Ishtani Dun is not more common than Ishtani Gufa. Maybe Ishtani Ketol is more chomer. By Socha, there's no Ishtani Ketol because you went down Kal Bachamur. By Shuk Shaka. In the case of Rav Chanina, you're going up. That's certainly Ishtani Ketol. Maybe it's Poshut that Ishtani Ketol is more chomer than Ishtani Gufa. How does Tosfos know the Kavah Chaimah is Ishtani Dino? Sure about this, but the point. Let me finish the thought. The Kavah Chaimah must be Tishtani Dino. If that's the case, it's Mukach in the Gemara that Tishtani Dino is more chomer than Tishtani Gufa. If that's the case, then just because Rav Yochanan is chalut by Tishtani Gufa, there's no reason to think he's chalut by Tishtani Dino, which must be more chomer, because the Gemara makes the Kavah Chaimah out of it. If Rav Yochanan is not chalut by Tishtani Dino, then in the Braisa, which is not Ishtani Tola because it's Kalab HaChamur, but it is Ishtani Dino, the Braisa would have been Noyach, Shabbal Eish Yisrael, it is Ishtani Dino, then Rabbi Yochanan would agree in the Braisa that it's Ishtani Dino, and therefore you get the Misa of Hashta, not the Misa of Meikar. And that's what Tosfos says, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that by Ishtani Dino in the Braisa, since it's Ishtani Dino, you get the Misa of the Hashta. Tosfos doesn't mean so much that Rabbi Yochanan has to agree. It means that once it's Mukach in the Sugya that Ishtani Dino is Muhammad and Ishtani Gufa, so Meikha Tosfos Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. We only know he disagrees by Ishtani Gufa. Mechatesi disagrees by Ishtani Tola. We only know he disagrees by Ishtani Gufa. Mechatesi disagrees by Ishtani Dino. That's that line that the Mashon and Maram were mislabbitin, where Tosfos throws in that even if Yochanan agrees that Ishtani Dino, therefore you get the Misa of Hashta in the Braisa. We're just saying the Braisa. It doesn't say in the Braisa. But it's Mukach from the Chesed Nasugya that Ishtani Dino is more chomer than Ishtani Gufa. And since Ishtani Dino is more. And that's Mukach in this whole happening of Tosfos. Because otherwise, no other way to understand the Kavah Chaimah. It's Mukach in the Kavah Chaimah that Ishtani Din is more than Ishtani Gufa. So then, Rav Yochanan agrees by Mechatesi argues. He argues in Ishtani Gufa. Why should I think he argues in Ishtani Dino? Therefore, by the case of the Braisa, where it's Ishtani Dino, the Braisa is Ishtani Dino, Rav Yochanan would agree that the Din Misa changes to now. That's basically what I wanted to say. Now I'm talking this lab with Mr. Kudu because I have to make a place. Maybe the Kavah Chaimah is Ishtani Ketolah. Because Rav Chanina is Ishtani Ketolah. Because it went up, so it's Ishtani Ketolah. Maybe Ishtani Din is not more chomer than Ishtani Gufa. that's a problem. I know, that's right, so yeah.
Unless it means both Ishtani Ketel and Ishtani Dina, like Losh Nishtani Legamre, and then it's Moch, the Yoichim would agree that when you have both, like the case of Ben Nayach, Shigas Chaveiro, Rosh and Bisro, then it's more Chomer than.
Yeah, but I still don't know by the Brisa. By the Brisa, I don't have Ishtani Ketel. So how does Tosfos know that Rabbi Yoichim agrees by the Brisa? Okay, that includes Sochim. Why was Pashut Tosfos that Ishtani Dina is more Chomer than Ishtani Kufa? And he's appeared. One more question, I just want to ask him, and I'm going to leave it. The whole arichas of Taisha's bottom line is to determine whether when you go downhill to a misa kala, is it called the shtani kala or not? Why didn't Taisha bring a raya from Gemara Ksuvos? Often Gemara Ksuvos. The Gemara Ksuvos says that nichnasa l'chupa v'lei nivala is called the shtani kala. That's going down, going to skilu l'chanek, so you're going downhill, it's kala v'chumar v'meshik shaykhum. There's no Ishtani Gufa, there's no Ishtani Dino, but it's Ishtani Tol. The mercy is with fairies. That's a case of Ishtani Tol. I don't know why does the white ties to do that. It's a Gemara for Reshus. Okay, so let's go back. Okay, the bottom Mishnah. Just run too quickly. Mitzray Mary needed us from Seifa, as we talked many times, I'm not going to go into it now again. But Mitzray Mary needed us from Seifa, Yom Azakev al Yom Azchayim. That's Hadikim Ralehem Veral Oilam. Yayin Vishayin Ul Rishoyim, Hanolahem Hanol Oilam. Rishoyim are sleeping or drunk, it's good. Well, that's Hadikim Ralehem Veral Oilam, they can't do good things. Peace of the Rishoyim, Hanolahem Hanol Oilam, they can't get together. Well, that's Hadikim Ralehem Veral Oilam. Keenest Rishoyim Ralehem Veral Oilam, but that's Hadikim Hanolahem Hanol Oilam. Shekh of Rishoyim Ralehem Veral Oilam, and Hadikim Hanolahem Hanol Oilam. Says the Gemara Tanya basically, Leimer, the nation of Chazet Tatim Abosir Veshos Achati Legayin Aitalki. A little bit strange. The Fidra Ramad that you guys be Italki, that it's a certain kind of light. What is the word mentioning that now at all? He's saying that Italki is a smaller measure or a larger measure. I think it's not a Mishnah. Mishnah Kalim. I don't remember where it is. Could be that's the smaller one. It's a posted, so I'm not sure. Maybe I have it. He's saying it's a small light. Finding the second. Okay, anyway, side thing. Amar Torah Yitzchel based on Lisaka, the Gia Torah the same dietish and Torah Merit, the second Gam and Nichse Ovid, the Vakas and Mudev and Mitzi, the Yitzchel Parish of Drachim, the last name is Hebrews. Amar Torah Yom Zaku, Yom Zaku, Shem Sos and Shem and Allah and Allah Oilam, the Let Sadikim Ral and Veral Oilam, Shane of the Yayan, the Shem and Allah and Allah Oilam, the Sadikim Ral and Veral Oilam, Shekat the Shem Ral and Veral Oilam, the Let Sadikim and Allah and Allah Oilam, Pizal the Shem and Allah and Allah Oilam, the Sadikim Ral and Veral Oilam. I have a story I heard from my wife's uncle. Went to an RJJ way back when, and it was the time that they were making the UN. After the Second World War, the UN was being formed, and there was a lot of excitement. You know, UN, it'll be world peace and world government eventually. It was this is the future, and there was a Rashiva there of Varshavtsik, and he said to them, Kindelach, what should I tell you? Chazal say, Kimusim shel Rishoyim ra'alehem ra'ala olam. So they looked at him, my uncle tells the story, he says they looked at him like he's an old fuddy-duddy, he doesn't understand what's going on, he doesn't understand the greatness of it. And you see that, Slamish, see that, Kimusim shel Rishoyim, see the power of Kimusim shel Rishoyim, ra'alehem ra'ala olam. The whole internet is Kimusim shel Rishoyim. All the terrorists in the world, all the anti-Semites in the world, have. It's one big vehicle for Kinusim Shal Rishon. I guess it's Kinusim Shal Tzadikim too, but that's Rishon on the internet more than the Tzadikim. So. Okay, anyway, let's see weiter. So I was talking about the whole ISIS, it's from the internet, that's the whole kaya. Okay, weiter. Above Machteres need an Asim Sefer. Hoy above Machteres is Shibir Sachovis, and Yeshli Domu Chayiv, and Eli Domu Potter. So Rashi says, above Machteres, Shomotor Yorid, need an Asim Sefer. Some is here in the Perak because of Ben Saramur, is need an Asim Sefer. This is another need an Asim Sefer. What's need an Asim Sefer? Says Rashi, the whole Kotel Miktel. He didn't kill anybody, and yet we kill him. Mishum the Sofei Larei Balabayas Kishiyam to connect the lights Latzel Mimayna. The Lashon Rashi is Mashma that this Hashem Sofei over here. The reason why we have to invoke Hashem Sofei is because the whole Kotel Miktel, which really is true of every Raidif. Every Raidif is whole Kotel Miktel. So maybe it's Mashman Rashi that every Raidif is Hashem Sofer. Is that true? So what is it saying? The Mishnah then will just be saying that above Machteres, and who are then every Raidif is needed Hashem Sofer? A little bit hard. Because doesn't the Mishnah say Raidif is needed Hashem Sofer? Like, say that. The whole Mishnah is only here because of Hashem Sofer. It's not like we're talking about above Machteres. The Mishnah is here because of the things that are Hashem Sofer. It doesn't say Raidif, it says above Machteres. Hashem means that there's a special Hashem Sofer that we have in Machteres because not yet a Raidif. A Raidif we understand, we don't have to, we understand the Raidif. But here above Machteres, well, maybe it's not Shogia.
Maybe it's going on to seven portions of
it. Case the number Furish. Okay, maybe. That's the other Rashi. Above Machteres, Om Rater Yehard. Shankin a regular Raidif, regular Raidif is just a Drosha. Maybe. I think Pashup Shat that of course a Raidif is like Kotel and Miktel, but a Raidif we understand. A Raidif is like Kotel and Miktel, but we kill him at Talis and Izzim. So that doesn't need to be explained. But here, above Machteres, we don't see a Hatzolus and Yidif yet. I mean, we have to say more, the Mishnah doesn't know that there's Hatzolus and Yidif. There's no obvious Hatzolus and Yidif. And he's like Kotel, so why are we killing him? The Teretz is? No, there is a Hatzolus and Yidif of you. Because Hashem Sofei. There's an Hashem Sofer that got Tzolus HaNidav. He may not be running after anybody now, but Hashem Sofer, he will be one day. He might be one day. So therefore, he's already Hashem Sofer. Yeah, maybe it's not a deal. The issue itself is an issue. We're not going to talk about now, but Arichos, maybe we'll have another occasion. The issue is an issue altogether. To what extent is Abba Machteres a regular Raidav? And to what extent is it a new Parsha Mechudeshes? The Gemara calls him, Tomorrow it has a lush later, and I'm amazed. The Gemara calls above Machteres a Raidif. The Gemara says not only can the Baal HaBayis kill him, but anybody can kill him because he's a Roidus. So, on the other hand, the Rambam says that a regular Roidus is a chiyuv to kill. If you don't kill a Roidus, you're chayiv and leaves tamar al damar yecho. That's just a rishus. By Bob Machteres, the lashon of the Rambam is that it's a rishus to kill. So the chayim of the day that apparently the Rambam held that Bob Machteres is not a regular Roidus. So Yod Sar Torah Sar Dai to kind of Roidus if it's a lesser Roidus, and therefore there's no lishamid al damar yecho. It doesn't rise to the level of lishamid al damar yecho. It's a chiddush in Torah only domim. That is there's no issur to kill. But a chiyuv to kill him, you don't have. It's a little bit meduyik in Tosis also. Tosis in Ayin Gimel. Tosis says, why do you need two psukim? There's a pasuk, there's a drasha of Raidif, and there's a pasuk of Bava Machteres that anybody could kill him. So Tosis asks, a little Tosis, Afritzech, Ayin Gimel Amaral. In Taimar, Mivahuk, Gemara has a drasha, Afritzech, Nitin Latzil of Anasha. That's the drasha of there for Raidif. So Tosis asks, in Taimar, there's a drasha by Bob Machteres that not only can the Baal HaBayis kill him, but anybody can kill him because it says Vehuko. So, and the Gemara says that's how Sarayda. So I already know they can kill the Raidif. Why do we need another Pasuk? Vishleimer, the Hosom Rishus. By Bob Machteres, it's the Pasuk saying it's a Rishus. The Ashmin and Kod, the Ainle Domim. And if you kill him, you're. The drush is ein leidomim. That means it's a rishus. Aval hocha kamash v'lo dechay v'latz. Here the drush of we're learning after Nairam Rosa. Hein adover azet. So here we're learning out that it's a chayv. So it's not clear what Tyson means. Tyson may just mean that if I only had the pasuk of Machteres, I would think that it's a rishus. So I need another pasuk telling me that it's a chayv. But now that it's a chayv by Bob Machteres also. That could be. The lashon of Tais is a little bit more like the Rambam. That is emes that it's rishus. Tais doesn't say it's a sakadaitech that it's rishus. He says hosem rishus. There it's only rishus. Rashmin kod ein leidomim. So masher the deek's not muchuch. It's ksash mashma like the Rambam that Bob Machteres is only rishus. The Rambam's mefurish that Bob Machteres is only a rishus. This needs to have another Rambam. At the end of the day, it's your the Torah safe daitech. So why shouldn't it be a chiyuv? It's not the same as Sayyid Meir. But Sayyid Meir is also a Yard of Torah Lusayf Daitli. And the Ramah says that the Ramah says that Ben Sayyid Meir is also right. We saw the Ramah. That's not the first in the Gemara anyway. The Ramah, he couldn't have been Sayyid Meir, not a right at all, because one day he'll grow up and the last name of Sabias doesn't make him a right. It's just a Yom HaZakim, a Yom HaZakim. Better to nip it in the bud. But the Ramah learns, I guess from the juxtaposition of the two Mishnayas, the two expressions of Hashem Sayyidli, that Ben Sayyid Meir is also a right. But Mitzvah Mor is for sure not a regular Raidah. Because Mitzvah Mor, not anybody can kill a Mitzvah Mor. The only Beis Din can kill him, and only with the Misak Suma boy. It's halachas by Mitzvah Mor. By Bob Machteres, not so. By Bob Machteres, anybody can kill Bob Machteres, and you don't need any particular Mises Beis Din. So Bob Machteres is already more expensive than Mitzvah Mor. So one could say that Bob Machteres is a positive right, and you have a chiv to kill. The Rambam says, nonetheless, even though anybody could kill him, but it's only your issues. But still, Dargis Misa has been. At the end of the day, if we think he's going to be a roidif, so why shouldn't it be a chayv? Yeah, needs to be thought about. Back upon him, shemano from the Rambam that it's not a regular roidif; it's an alshem soifer dik roidif. The Rambam is clear that it's only been sorry, that but only Bob Machteres is alshem soifer. He's that a roidif is not called alshem soifer. That's why roidif is a chayv, and a Bob Machteres is only rishus. Anyway, it's a chatzir doma, but sorry now. Yeah.
Could it just be that a roidif he hasn't objected to kill a roidif in front of it?
Yeah.
But Bob Machteres doesn't necessarily have objected to kill someone in front of it. Should the situation come to
that's what we're saying. It's only a yard of Torah that died. If the guy will be able to get in, but nonetheless,
that's what Rambam means when he says Rishus. It's Rishus when he's in the Machteres. He's not killing anyone right now.
No, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. He's not a regular Raidif. He's not yet a regular Raidif. It's only a yard of Torah that died, and therefore it doesn't rise to the level of a Chiyuv. It only rises to the level of it's only a Rishus. Nonetheless, it needs a Hesber. If it's a Rishus, it should already be a Chiyuv. In other words, if I think that it's serious enough that I'm allowed to kill him, why shouldn't I even chayiv to kill him? At the end of the day, you're not allowed to kill people stam as they. If it's a rishus, the reason why the Torah allowed you to kill him is the Torah thinks he's going to go kill a Baal HaBayis. The Torah thinks it's possible he's going to kill a Baal HaBayis, so let it be a chayiv already. I'm not quite sure what's the husband, but al kaponim, Maybe there is no Hesber, I don't know, but I mean, maybe that's just a bedrock. Maybe we don't have to go any further than that. But Akoponim Lamandu, the Kol HaPokos, that it's not a regular Ed. Yeah, you're talking to me.
But I think Rashi also says, we can just allow lies.
Rashi, which Rashi? Yeah. Rashi also says that lashon. Rashi, I'm not sure if it's 1,000% mutter. Rashi telling me that Rashi using the lashon of the Torah. The Torah is only done. Of course, now that it's mutter, it's a chiyuv. Maybe like that goes without saying. Of course, now that it's mutter, you have to. But what it says in Torah is that it's mutter. The Ram is mefarish halacha ma'ase it's mutter. But you're right; it is a chastity. Yeah.
So in a regular case of
vodis,
the only way in the case where you have the vodis, the only way you can save the guy is become vodis. Here, you have two options: you can either kill him, or you can not be mamir as well and then they'll just take your money. The Torah is giving you a reshus, so you don't have the option. It's like you don't have to take the option of
that's a good point, and I want to talk about it later on. It's only true though about the balabai, it's not true about the onlookers. Well, okay, I don't know if that's really an option. It could be that might be a real distinction, we'll see later. Maybe the copy of the balabai is not real. This we had an Elinaris this right, but we're gonna recapitulate it then on the base, just briefly. But it could be, because you see the Gemara's two Svaras. There's a Svar of Roidev, and Gemara says later, but later on the base. But anybody's allowed to kill Mas Roidev. And then there seems to be by the Balabais, the Gemara says, Abol Agecha Hashem Lahar, but it could be it's not identical. If anybody wants to look it up now, but Mr. Shem will talk on the base a little bit. But if you want to already look it up now, I take a look at in Parshas Vayishlach and the Pasuk Vayir Yaakov Moed Vayetzalai. The guys are here very nice, remember. Take a look there at the Levush. And if you haven't the Mefarshi Rashi, you have the Levush and Rashi. Take a look there. He seems to say that. Okay, anyway, we'll worry about it later on. But the point is well taken. Okay, let's start the way. I want to do the Sugya Sigma. Oh, we didn't finish Rashi, so let's read Rashi. Yesh Adam Chayichim Eni Roy Lahorik Kuyin Aval Aben the sound of the Kamod Eni Ben Rashi Lahorik Lahorik Yisov Efa Bolov Machteres Mishud Rachmi Aval Aben Vlei Bolis Kine Foshes Vavi Koy Brei Lapei Lahatzel Moine Eni Medayt Shov Lahorgoy And Is Chayiv Lashalem Achoves Kishar Masik But Eni Adam Kuyin Shakol Odom Shinitin Rishus Lo Balavayis Lahorgoy Potem Lashalem V'chiv Misa V'chiv Tashlum V'vayim Ke'echot And therefore we have Kim Leib Dravine Says Rashi V'yafofi Shinitzal Actually, raising a problem. Why is it Kimli B'Dravne? The Roidef over here, the Bob Machteris. In the end of the day, we didn't kill him. He got out of the Machteris, and now he's just sitting at home. Nonetheless, he's potim in a tashlumim. The Kaimel and Chayim is shaking him. Eventually, hisur behem. Ein Mishalim and Mom and Shima Misa Afal Pisha Ein Derogim. Actually, he's saying a kasha with the Teretz. Rashi's asking a kasha. Why would he do say Kimli D'Ravine? Person not Meis L'Mishalim. But this Bob Machteres L'Maiser right now he's not Meis. Once he leaves the Machteres, we're not allowed to kill him. He's no longer a Roidev. So why is he still Potter from paying the Chavos? From paying the Dara Chavos? Rashi answers that even if we're not actually going to kill him, you have a concept of Chayim Mishishoygin, Merlin's out in many places, Tana Becheskiel, that the din of Kimli Rabbanei is not only by Chayim Mishis Mezidim, it's even by Chayim Mishishoygin. Chayim Mishishoygin, we also don't kill him. And nonetheless, he's Potter in Amon. So here also he's Potter, even though the Maisi he's not in the Machteris anymore, and he's Potter. So, in Eilin Aris, we talked about a lot of this Omud is Mamish Eilin Aris to Gomud. So that's just, you know, a lot of what we're going to talk about in this Omud, which hopefully we'll get through the Omud faster because of it, but a lot of what we're going to talk about in this Omud is things that we talked about in Eilin Aris. The Ramas Chalak and the Rashi. The Ramas says he doesn't see why you have to, what does that do with Chayim Mishishagin? When he was in the Machteris, he was Chayim Mishishagin. And that's broke the chumash. So he broke the chumash in the machmer. So b'shas shviras achavis, he was chayav misa. The poyli was chayav misa, and therefore he's part of him shviras achavis. What does it matter to me that now after he left the machteris, he's no longer chayav misa? But it's no longer the shas achia for breaking the chavis. So what does that do? Chayav misa? You don't have to invoke chayav misa shogim. Even if chayav misa shogim would be chayav mamon. That's where you're not chayav misa b'poyli at all, and you broke something. So you're chayav, there was no hasra, so you're not chayav misa at all, and you broke a chavis. So then you pay for the chavis because you broke it and you weren't chayav misa. Here, when he broke the chavis, he was in the machteris. When he was in the machteris, he was chayav misa. So when he was in the machteris, he was chayav misa mizidim. What do you have to come out to chayav misa shogim? The Ramad if it's chayav and Rashi doesn't say why you have to come out to chayav misa shogim. Yes, what is second?
You're about to offer someone if you break it.
You have to leave them up there.
Given the law, we say you're put there before in that store.
Yeah, that's really machlek is a shame. That's what we'll have to see after we get to the moment. That's a good point. Machlek is a shame if you break it after you leave the machter. Not for now. I think we could deal with the Rashi without coming out to that. But maybe when we do get into that topic, maybe remind me. Maybe they rethink their Rashi. Now, Kapol, what's the pshat on the Rashi? What do I have to come up? Chan Ramaz, right? When he broke the Chavis, the Mishnah is talking about, presumably, when he broke the Pashto, the Mishnah, when he broke the Chavis in the Machter. Broke the Chavis in the Machter. So at that moment, of the Chiyuv moment, he was Potem and Amis. He was Chai and Amis around him. So he was Potem then. How can the Chiyuv... Later on, when he leaves the machter, so the chiv should be chazur in the sayer. The shash shvira, he was potter. The zorak hasachet, somebody who shoots an arrow and tears shirayim. So he's potter. Well, there is chayim later on too. But I can point. I didn't say what's Rashi's kasher in the first place. Yeah.
Rashi seems to be saying that I would have had a habamina that whenever somebody is not actually killed by basically actually killed. Then you wouldn't apply kimlay. You have to give on the halakha by comparing to shogigin, just like shogigin.
Right. So maybe say Chan and Rashi that Rashi thought that if we don't actually kill him, then he has to pay. And that's Rashi saw chayv misa shogigin. Even if we don't actually kill him, he doesn't have to pay. That's very mechudish. The mashal by Malkus is no din of shogigin. Chayv and Malkus are also potim in a moment. That's another. That's also Kimdim Ramnet. So Chayiv Malkus put him in a moment. That's only Mizidim, not Shogim. So it'll be somebody was Chayiv Malkus and he was Chayiv Mamet at the same moment. And for some reason, we're not going to give him the Malkus. I don't know. Based on society, what a sort. I don't know. We paid a bribe. We're not going to give him the Malkus. So therefore, what? Now he has to pay the Mamet. It's a murder. A chiddush. That would be very radical to think that he's only Potter. So long as we're actually, Rashi had a Havamino. And he only got out of that Havamino with Chayim Misha Shoyim. Kilo, if it wouldn't be for Tanav Echeskio, if Chayim Misha Shoyim would be Chayim, and only Chayim Misha Mezidim would be Potter, then you would have to actually get killed in order to have the Torah moment.
Should be
assuming
like
Bar
Mitzia, that's Ramu Tashlumin Alei.
Meaning?
That there's constantly a Lein Chayim Mamon, even if there's a Chayim Misha.
Why is it constantly a chiyuv mamon?
The way the tour works is that it's just that basic can't be mashat.
Oh, man. So the chayyur Rashi l'shitas. The Gemara says in Bamitzir Daf Tzadik Aleph. And it's in Baba Kamadaf Ayan Aleph, Ayan Amud Aleph also. The Gemara Esten Asa Torah Afil Ba'al Ima. The Gemara is like this, I'll tell you the word about this here. tell you better. I'll tell you more about Bakama better. It's the same Gemara, but this context is different. So I'll tell you more about Bakama. More about Bakama is down the following case. Let's say I want to buy your I want to buy a cow from you. So we're going to do it with the chalipin. You have a fig tree, and you tell me, take a fig from my tree, and by your taking the tree, I will acquire the. By your taking the fig, I'll acquire the akleis tainuzu. So by your taking the fig, I will acquire the cow. It's okay. I have the fig tree, and I have the fig tree. You have the cow. So I'm telling you, if you take the fig, by your taking the fig, I'll acquire the cow. But it was on Shabbos. So the akleis tainuzu is a chil Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to say that the kinyan is not chal, because since when you the concept of the kinyan is that the cow is in payment for the fig, so it's worth a chalipin, but there's an exchange by your taking the fig, you're mischayev to me to give the value, to give something of value in exchange. What you're giving in exchange is the cow. That's how the kinyan happens. Says the Gemara, but here the kinyan doesn't happen because when you take the fig, you're chayav for chil Shabbos. The person who takes the fig is chayav for chil Shabbos, and if he's chayav for chil Shabbos, so he's potter from any other chiyuvim moment that might result from taking the fig, and therefore he's not really mechuyev to give anything in exchange for the fig. In which case, the kinyan doesn't happen. That's the Gemara originally wants to say. So the Gemara says, in fact, that's what Rapapa says. Rapapa says that that's the way it is, and Rav is chayav, and Rav says no. It's not true. The kinyan is chal. Why is the kinyan chal? Because esnan osra torah v'afilu ba'alima. Esnan osra v'afilu ba'alima means a person he makes up with his zayna that he's going to pay her for services rendered, and then he's boiler. But the money that he's chayiv, that he then gives her in exchange for the schirus, is called the esnan, and it's also to use it for also not the money. If he gives her a chais, wheat, wine, he gives her goods, then those goods are also the mizbeach. That's the esnan. So says the Gemara, what would be if the Zayna that to whom he gave the Esnan was his mother? So that means that he was chayav misa for the bill. He was chayav misa, then he's not chayav to pay the schiris. He's not chayav to pay the schiris, then even if he does, it's only matana bi'alma. It's only matana bi'alma, then it's not Esnan. So says the Gemara, no, Esnan also Torah v'filu, but Rava says, Esnan also Torah v'filu v'alimai, it's still called Esnan. Why is it still called Esnan? So now this is not so clear. So the Gemara's analogy is, just like over there, even though he was Chayim Misa, it's still called Esnan. So to over here, even though he's Chayim Misa with the Akitza Tzatahena, the cow is still called the exchange for the, he's still getting the cow in exchange for the Tahena. Well, I'm still getting confused, but anyway, there's still an exchange happening. There's still the person who's oikis the teino still has to. It's still when he gives the cow, even though he's killing the dominant. Nonetheless, when he gives the cow in exchange for the teino, it's called an exchange for the teino, and it's called the chalipin, and the original kinyan was chal. Why? At the end of the day, why is that true? The meister there was killing the dominant, and he really wasn't chayav to pay the zayno, and therefore, if he gives it to the chayav, the logic is right. It's a matana bi'alma. So why does Rava say that it's not? We understand. Rapapa Taka says that the kinyan is not chal. When he was oikis tain, he was chayim misa. He had no chiyuv mamon in exchange, so there's no kinyan. Rapapa presumably is chaylik and in esnan osra Torah as well. So I understand Rapapa. What's the trap in Rava? Says Rashi, different sheet to see Rishayim. But Rashi says the Ravid Baba Kama says it means Rishayim being a Ravid that it means there's no kinyan to Rabbanei and voluntary is chaylik. So Esther is a voluntary ischayvus. The power in exchange for pain is a voluntary ischayvus. Not a key moment of the Torah like Zayla. So there's no kibbutz rabbinah in such a thing at all. Right? That's all different mahalach. But Rashi says, oh, why is this kibbutz rabbinah? But what Rav is saying is that even though there's kibbutz rabbinah, but lots of shidei shemayim you still have to pay. And not only Rashi goes a step further. Rashi not only Taisuvah else brings this. Not only are you chayv lots of shidei shemayim, Rashi says, but you tofes leim afkinim minah. There's a real chiyuv mamon. Even in dinei odom, not only dinei shemayim, losses shemayim. In dinei odom, if you're typhus, if the zaynel mosh will be typhus to esnon, you wouldn't be mitzi from her, because it's really coming to her. And if you would be taifus the par in exchange for the taina, we wouldn't be might see it from you, because there really was a chiyum moment. So what is kimalid rabbani? Says Rashi, it just means that based in is not manishtai, based in that mind is misu moment. But the chiyum is there. That's the Rashi. But measure you say that's the most kind of field value. Yeah, in Eilonaris now we're busy with this maps over this issue. Takaponim, it says in Rashi that Shita's Rashi is that Kimle the Rabbanei is not a Ptur. You're really Chayim. Not only Dini Shemayim, Yimam is Chayim Dini Odom, Yitofis Mafkinim, Yitofis Le Mafkinim, that means you can be Typhus. You can only be Typhus if there really is a Chayim Dini Odom. It's just a Dini based in, that based in, if, since for this Maisa, based in is Manish Miso, based in doesn't have a right to be Manish Momin as well. That's Rashi Shita. So it comes out, Shita's Rashi is, could be Taisus Chalak, we'll see later, but Shita's Rashi up upon him is that Kimle, that at least I'll leave with the Rava, maybe not according to a Pop, but at least I'll leave with the Rava, Kimle the Rabbanei is not a Ptur. You're not Ptur, you're Chayef. Kimle the Rabbanei is the Dinim based on we're not Manishtai. Kalen Shekain. So now let's say, okay, so here, guy's Boga Machteres. While he's in the Machteres, he's Shaybir Sachavis. Shibir Sachavis. Rashi says, okay, he broke the chavis while he was in the machteris, but now he's not in the machteris anymore. Now he's chayim miso. So let him pay for the chavis. So the Rama asks, what does Rashi want? When he was in the machteris, that's when he broke the chavis. B'shas shviras ha-chavis, he was potter. Taka the chiv later on, b'chay ziv nisar. The Teretz says, Rashi nishitosa. Rashi holds kimli drama, he's not a ptur. When he broke the chavis, he was talking chayef to pay for the chavis. If it would be a ptur, then the Ramah would be 100% right. When he broke the chavis, he was potter. There's no, that's it. When he broke the chavis, he was potter. He was chayef misa ben mezid. If now he's out of the machter, he's not chayef misa anymore. So what? When he's not breaking the chavis anymore either. When he broke the chavis, he was potter. End of story. Now Yosef Rashi holds that when you that he's not potter for breaking the chavis. He's chayef for breaking the chavis. It's just a dinim based in. That basin is not manish misa and mum and ain't the Lashon Rashi over there in by Esther Nasuter is ain't lono koyach lo ain sheshtayim. Basin doesn't have Rashi wants ain't lono koyach. Rashi is not Lashon ain't the basin koyach. Basin can't be manish shtayim. So Rashi thought basin can't be manish shtayim. That's when basin wants to be manish shtayim while he's in the machteres. Now basin, I mean basin not the one not necessarily wants to kill him, but basin there's a chiyum misa b'payil, so ain't lono koyach lo ain sheshtayim. We can't be mamus and be going a moment. But now he's not in the mechters anymore, so now he's not anymore in being mechayev and misa. So now why can't we go and collect the money? Is that some new chayev that we're going to invent now? So he was chayev all along. We had a problem that we couldn't force him to pay. The balabayas could be toifus of meachavis. There was a chayev here. We weren't able to be goyim in the moment because we were busy with the misa. Well, we're not busy with the misa anymore. He left the machteris. Now why can't we now turn around and be goyim in the moment? That's Rashi's kasha. Now the kasha is very, 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 very gishmak. So Mamash Rashi l'shitosa. Shaz, what's the teres? What does Rashi answer? Chayim misa shoygim. So what's that? What does that mean? So the chayim that means. And Chayim Misa Shoygim was Nishadish, that even if we're not trying to kill him, even if we're not trying to kill him, he's potter from Mammon. So if that's the case, you see, it's a Ptur. Chayim Misa Shoygim was already Mechadish, it didn't Ptur. That's not possible. Why not? Because if Chayim Misa Shoygim is Mechadish, that there's a Ptur by Kimel Yidraman, that Misa is a Ptur, not only can we not be Manish Shishtayim, but Misa is a potter. So what's with Esther Nasa Torah Filah Baalim? Why is he called the Esther? What do you mean? Also the Shemayim, she calls the name of Kinyan. Why is that true? There's a pater of Chayim Shishaygin. It has to be that even after Chayim Shishaygin, it's true Esther Nasa Torah Filah Baalim. It's not a pater. It's a dinim based in the Ein Lanu Koyach La'in Shishayim. So what's the Rebbe of Chayim Shishaygin? The Rebbe should ask as a kasha by itself. Without even never mind that Gemara. How does Rashi altogether work? Rashi also said that Kinyan Rabbeinu is not a pater. You really Chayim. Toughest name of Kinyan in it. Tisa El. It's just a din and based in that ain't le based in ain't lonu koyach or le based in koyach actually has different same thing ain't lonu koyach lo ein shishtayim. We can't be manish in misu moment. So I understand that the Chayim Mitzvah is Mezidim, where we want to talk about Manashe Miso. But Chayim Mitzvah Shoygim will not be Manashe Miso. So how can, so what's the, so it's not Shtayim. So what's the Pshat? So how does Esther Nosso Torah Filu Balimai point to Rashi's interpretation? That means there really is a Chiyav just based in can't be Manashe Shtayim. How does that altogether jive with Tanur Vecheski, with Aloch of Chayim Mitzvah Shoygim, that even when we're not trying to be Manashe Miso, and we're not able to, and he's not even Chayim Misa, he was only B'shogig. And nonetheless, he's Potim in Amam. So this is, when we learn Eilonais, this we also grapple with a lot. But the bottom line, when we came out, the Maskana was that that you have to say that even Chayim Misa Shogig was also a kind of Eilonu Koyach Lo'in Shishtayim. It's just that after we have the Xeris and Kosov of Chayim Misa Shogig, so we have to sort of reword that. It's not so much Enlon and Koyach Lo'in Shishtayim, because we're not really being Manashe Misa at all, he's only a Shogig. So the Pasuk, the din of the Tanur Vecheski, the Drosh of Chayim Misa Shogig, is Megala, that it doesn't mean just that, you know, we can't be Manashe Misa and be Manashe Mamon. It means that a Misa that potentially could go to Basin for Dini Nefashos cannot go to Basin for Dini Mamonos. It's anything Losha at the time, just from Sabres to Oizen, it's not Mamash Havonu. That it's in a different jurisdiction. A maisa that has the potential to be chayav dinin nefashos is not in the jurisdiction of a based on the dinin mamonos. It's in the jurisdiction of a based on the dinin nefashos. Again, I'm saying with Saber says it, I don't mean literally it's different but dinin. I mean such a maisa that's bekoyach, even though it's b'shoygig, but the maisa itself mitzad atzmoy is a maisa that could be mechayav misa. So a maisa that could be mechayav misa, basin doesn't touch it to be mechayav mamon. But it's still not a p'tur. He's not potter. He's chayav. It's still a din in Basin. That Basin is not Manish Mumin on a Maisa that potentially could be a Maisa that Basin might be interested in to be, might potentially have the ability to be Manish in the flesh. I think you have to say that. Otherwise, you can't harmonize the Rashi about Esen Asatara with the Din of Chayim Mishashay. So I'll cover it, but that's the Havon. So now in relation to our Rashi, I think, Kosen Nachnis, we'll put this into the Rashi. Rashi Lechatchila thought that Kimli Drabini means literally Eilon of Chayach Lo'in Shishtayim. That we can't mechayiv and be a moment, like Rashi said by Esen Asatar. That's the literal meaning. Eilon of Chayach Lo'in Shishtayim. We, based in can't be Manish and Misa moment. He's not Potter, but based in can't be Manish and moment, because we're being Manish and Misa. Asked Rashi, that's fine when he's in the Machteris. But now he's not in the Machteris. We're not trying anymore to be Manish and Misa. So why can't based in now be Manish and moment? Answers Rashi, no, what's that? In Chayim Mishi Shoygim was Nishadish, that it's not just that if Basin is being Manashim Misa, they can't be Manashim Mamon. We're not being Manashim Misa anymore, he's out of the Machteris. It means rather that a Maisa that potentially could have gone to Basin for Dini Nefashis, Basin can't touch it to be Manashim to be Goyva Dini Mamonis. So that's still true over here. The Maisa Shvir Sachovis was happened while he was in the Machteris. That Maisa is part of a happened at the time. When it's subject to Dini Nefashos. It's a Maisa that's subject to Dini Nefashos. For a Maisa that's subject to Dini Nefashos, Basin doesn't have the Koyach to be Goyva Dini Mamonos. And therefore, even out of the Machteris, even though he left the Machteris, but the Maisa, you want to be Mechayiv Mikoyach, the Maisa Shvir Sachavis, had a potential of Dini Nefashos in it. Because it was Bavas Achas with the Dini Nefashos. So that Maisa, we can't be done at Dini Mamonos. Not that he's Potter, he's not Potter. But we've done a Basin. As far as Basin is concerned, he's bought.
Would that mean that he has
a
chid to give
it that way? 100%. That's Beferish and Rashi. That Lost the Shemayim, this little chid. Kimli Dravene, even a regular Kimli Dravene, even a classic Kimli Dravene, Rashi Shita is. At least a Liba de Rol. That Esna Nasa Torah Vafilu Bali, Rashi Shita is. That Rashi Shita is. That is not a tour. It's just within a Basin. And he felt his life of Kinemir, 100%. I'll add one Nakuda. It's really more Elenaristic, but just the Shleimus Einin. The Chor is a Kash in this Rashi. Because Rashi says that the whole Mishnah is built on Tanur Vecheski, on the din of Chayim Mishishogim. Without Tanur Vecheski, we wouldn't understand this Mishnah about Machteris, because he's not in the Machteris anymore. Why is he fucked? Because Rashi, because Tanur Vecheski, Chayim Mishishogim. The problem is that Rashi himself at the beginning of Hanechnokim, maybe from junior, you might remember, Rashi, the Gemara in the beginning of Hanechnokim has a lashon Hanichal a man de isli tanu vecheski, and a man de lesli tanu vecheski, etc., etc. There's a man de lesli tanu vecheski. So who's the man de lesli tanu vecheski? So Tais holds it's a machlekes tanai. But Rashi says it's a machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rashi says in plukta the Yochanan Reish Lakish beperik Eilin Ares. Now this is totally how to learn the Gemara in Eilin Ares. There is a Gemara over there. Seemed to be against Tana Vecheski. But the Gemara asked on it. What happened to Tana Vecheski? And the Gemara's Chayzer, therefore, says it changes Rabbi Yechanan. That's all Shaka of Taya. It's not important for us right now. Mamash not important. But the Gemara had a Rabdini quoted Rabbi Yechanan, and the Gemara asked on it from Tana Vecheski. So Rava says, no, Kidmut Rabbi Yechanan, we have to change it. He said something else. So you could learn that Gemara that it's Taka Chazar. Nobody argues in Tana Vecheski. But Rashi learned that no, that Rav Dimi still had a Rav Yochanan that's against Tana Vecheski, and that's whom the Gemara in Hanechan Alkam is referring to. There's a Rav Yochanan who's less like Tana Vecheski. Linyanayno is not important, but just that's the idea. Rashi says over here in Hanechan Alkam that Tana Vecheski is subject to Machlokes of Yochanan Mishlokesh. So there's an obvious problem. This is what I asked in the Eilin Ares. According to Rashi, what's Rav Yochanan going to do with that Mishnah? It says in that Mishnah that Bob Machteris Shibas Achavas, he doesn't have to pay, even if he has to release the Machteris. And Rashi is why he's not in the Machteris anymore. It says Rashi, oh, because of Tana Vecheski. But now it turns out that Tana Vecheski is a Machlekes of Yochanan Mishlokesh. What's Rav going to do with that Mishnah? Rav Yochanan doesn't hold in Tana Vecheski. Rav Yochanan knows only Chayim Mishis Mezidim Apotter. Chayim Mishis Shaking Abataka Chayim Moment. So how's Rav Yochanan going to explain our Mishnah? How much is here from Rashi by us to Rashi in the beginning of an Echanok? But I said that in Koma, it's really more than I stipulate. But I said that in the whole kasha of Rashi is because Rashi is assuming that Kimle Dravne is not a Ptur. Rashi kasha in the first place. He's not in the Machteris anymore. Let's be Machayim for the Chavis now. That's all built on Rashi Shita, that Esmin of Sotara of Hafilu Baal Imai means that it's not a Ptur. If Kimle Dravne would be a Ptur, so there's no kasha in the first place. When he broke the Chavis, he was Ptur. Now he's not in the Machteris anymore. But now it's not when he broke the Chavis. So we don't bring it up again. Rashi Shitosa held the Kimle Rav and the Ptur. That's Rava. Esmas for Rav Yehuda Olima. He's still Chayiv. He still has a Chayiv. It's a dinner based thing. We can't be Goyvus. Rashi had a problem. We're not trying to be Chayiv in Mammon anymore. He left the Machteris. Now let's turn around and let's collect the Mammon. For that, Rashi has to resort to Chayiv Mises Shayiv. But this Hanocha that Kimle Rav is not a Ptur, it's only dinner based thing, that's the Machlokes Rav and Rapapa, whether or not you say Esmas for Rav Yehuda Olima. Rapapa holds Kimle Rav is a Ptur. That when you did the thing with the Taina Kenega the Para, Rapapa also does it, the Kenyan's not Chal, because you're Be'etzim not Chayiv to pay the Para for the Taina, because you Chayiv Nisa. And the Kud is Machlaik, because Rashi's Kash is only Aliba the Rova. Aliba the Rapapa, the Kash is not a Kash in the first place. So Rabbi Yechon is all like Rapapa.
Does Rabbi
Yechon
hold the Yukat
of holds. Yeah, that's Rashi's kasha. That's Rashi's kasha. Why are you putter if you break it? Why are you kasha when you lose enough? What?
Rabbi seems to hold out on the scum. Even after there's no kasha.
So that's a rabbi.
Yeah, that's what we were looking at before. What if you broke it after? That's a push if you broke it outside of the Kuntur, if you broke it outside of the Machteris.
Rashi has Machteris.
But Rashi says, yeah, Rashi says you're putter if you broke it outside of the Machteris. That Rashi is going to need a whole Hezbollah by itself. Because why you put if you broke it outside the Machter, now you're the Humachaya. That's how much we're getting ahead of ourselves. Rashi in the world does hold that way, that if you broke it outside the Machter, you still put it. Sure, if you broke it outside the Machter, why you put it? Now you have a new Maisa Machaya, you broke it outside of the Machter. There are bad spheres. You don't have to deal with that, Rashi. Nice as Rashi holds, once you put it, once it's Kimberly Rabin, then. You have to say Rashi holds once it's Kimle Rabbanei for the Netilas Achavas, for the Gzeil of the Chavas, that there's no Chiyuv Mazik for the Shir Achavas later. But that's going to be a whole explanation. I don't think it affects what we're saying right now. But it's even if it does, we can't get into it right now because it's.
If regards Rabbanei, it's very good because Rabbi Lamed Dalek held it. It's also what we did to it. Much as the Knas.
Yeah, but Rashi here says Rava, not Rabba.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Rashi too.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could change the Gishtin, we'll change the Gishtin Rashi. Even if it's a Pter, it's not going to help for the fundamental problem that later on we base the Chol it's a Numachai. So we have to deal with that problem first. And then we'll come back and we'll worry whether, we'll think about whether we can, you know, whether it affects these, what we're saying now. I think it's just too much, we're getting into a whole new problem that we're not ready to get into, so just leave that alone. Okay, fine, that's the Chesed over here. Let's see about it. Omer Rava, my time of the Machteres, Chazoka ain't in the Maimonats by Omamoinoid, for Maimer Omer, Yazilna Koylapoi, Bolay Shavakli, Vikoylapoi Katilnale, Vatoyo Omer Bola Hagar Hashkim Lahaga. Says Rashi, my time of the Machteres, Omer Tor and Lidom, Kalema Harehu Lachokimisha ain't Lidam in the Shama, Mutulahagai, Chazoka ain't in the Maimonats by Omamoinoid, Shiroya Shaach and Noitli Vishaisi. Nobody would do that. Or at least the Chazoka that he wouldn't do it. Hilkoch Yede Haganavazesh, Shabalabais, Omer Omamoinoid, Lahatzilot. Umeimer Omer Haganov, and therefore the Ganov says, "Iazilnu l'gabei, koi bapoi. If I go into his house, he's going to stand his ground up against me. Ve'ikoi katilnulei. And if he'll do that, I'm going to kill him." So just to flag, Mavu and Rashi lehedyo, that if the Balabais will not stand his ground, the Ganov's not planning to kill him. He's only planning to kill him if he resists. And that's not Mufurish in the Gemara. You could have learned in the Gemara that the Ganov makes a cheshbon, he's going to resist. And therefore, the Ganav says, "I'll shoot him in his sleep before he has a chance." But in Rashi, we're not doing. Even the Ganav who says, "I'm going to kill him," I'm going to kill him if he resists. That's going to be important later when we talk about, you know, why can't the Balabais just run away and then the Ganav won't be a roidif. So how does the Balabais have a right to kill him? Because he's a roidif. He's not a roidif. Let the Balabais run away and then he won't be a roidif. So that we'll discuss later. But it's more an omid base. I'm just flagging it. Okay. Omarav. This is what? I think Koibapai means he'll be Omid Kenegdi. Like Omid Alma Moinu Lassiloi. Koibapai. I think it's mashmal that it means he's going to be oimid l'negdi. Koy
l'apoy. I mean, the Balabais is going to try and kill the Ganav.
What does Rashi have to say? If the Balabais will resist the Ganav, koy l'apoy, if he'll resist, I'll kill him. I think that's the Pashup Shah. I can't say for sure, but I think that's the Pashup Shah. Should we start the next sugi? The next sugi now is going to keep his business. The next sugi is a sugi amukha.
The point that Rashi, how do you
say, don't forget the Chazak. The Ganav says, if he'll resist, I'll kill him. 20% of people resist, but if he'll resist, I'll kill him. After the chazaka, why can't I just run away or not resist? Apparently, I'm not mechuyev to do so. I'm allowed to stand my ground and and therefore he's going to try to kill me, and I'm allowed to kill him. So why do you have to come out to the chazaka, even if it only be a 20% of the cases? But you know, most people are cowards. But I'm not mukhlif to be a coward. I want to resist and defend my property. But yes, it's true. Now, if that's the case, he's going to kill me, and therefore I'm allowed to kill him first. So why do you have to come out to the chazaka and remind me? Ask my own mind again.
It's not just the part that I have the right to make him a rodeif and therefore I can preempt make him a rodeif and then they actually analyze and tell him and just kill him.
Okay.
It has to do with the fact that he now has murderous intent. And the likelihood that that murder, that he actually is planning to execute a murderous intent makes him more likely to be considered a murderer. If only 20% of people did it, then
we would he wouldn't have, we wouldn't be allowed to kill him if he was coming in relying on the fact that most people would run away.
Even if he was saying, if the 1% possibility happens, then I'll kill him. That's a serious lessening of the amount that he's currently considering the possibility of killing.
Yeah, it could be. I'm not sure why the Gemara needs to say that. That's the case. Say not that way. The Gemara say you're allowed to kill him because you're allowed to defend your property. I hear it more like in the Gemara Noli Beis, it talks about other people killing him. So that's that a bystander is allowed to kill him. That I could hear. That depends on the fact that the bystander has to assume that I'm going to resist. Without me, I want to resist. I have a right to resist. And yeah, maybe that's not that's not what he was counting on. Well, why can't the Gemara just say, he wasn't counting on it, but he certainly took into consideration. He's certainly planning to kill me if I do.
If it's not the verb that even before he starts trying to kill me, since I have the right to make him try to kill me, I can consider it as if he's currently trying to kill me. That's not the
verdict.
Then
even if it's 50-50, let's say, you know, the guy that knows that there's a 50% chance I'll resist, doesn't have to be a chazaka. The guy that knows there's a chance I'll resist, and therefore he's planning to kill me if I do, and I plan to resist, and therefore I'm allowed to kill him.
It makes sense that it's chazaka, but it has something to do with the status of this current das that he has now. I'm approaching my advice with chazaka that probably I'm going to kill him. Probably I'm going to need to kill him. And there's nothing to do with that cause and effect relationship. Then that chazaka would make sense.
Yeah, I got a position about a bias. I don't mind that. He'll cook you there, Hagana. She bought a bias. I don't mind that. Who may my mama? Yes, in the look at the Ikoi Lapoi. The Ikoi. By the way, it's clear in the Rashi. The Ikoi means not if I encounter him, the Ikoi means if he'll resist. So somehow he's only going to kill the Baal Bayis and the Baal Bayis resists. The Baal Bayis will let him resist. Now the Baal Bayis is about to kill him. Somehow he only has the right to kill him because the Ganav is coming with a intent to kill him, and that requires the Chazaka. Maybe it's just a Baal Bayis that how do you know the Ganav is planning to? How do you know? Or maybe like this, I'll say a question. How do you know this Ganav is planning to kill the Baal Bayis if the Baal Bayis resists? Maybe the Ganav is hoping the Baal Bayis won't resist. Maybe he's really a very pusillanimous Ganav, and he doesn't want to hurt anybody. And he hopes for the best that the Baal Bayis won't resist. Where do you have the right to assume that the Ganav is planning to kill? That the Ganav is planning to kill the Baal Bayis if he resists? It's only because there's a chazaka most Baal Bayis resist. So why? What's he doing being a ganav? Obviously, he factors that in, and he's planning to kill the Baal Bayis if he resists. So mainly, when the Baal Bayis resists, he's allowed to kill him. Maybe like that. I think that's plausible. Okay, fine. So I guess we'll stop here. The next sugya, like I said, the next sugya is a complicated sugya. We have to know the Gemara Rashi, Tosis, the Balamor, and the Rabban. That's the main things we have to see. One at a time.
That is a good point.